age of beginning, lack of direction and purpose. God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power, models that rise above the limits of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances, to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join God's choice servant for the Word of His grace.
Yes, we're reading this time around John chapter 1 from verse 14 to 16. We are reading from Amplified Version for clarity. And then we'll be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 6 to 11. A fairly long passage altogether, but we're going to read. Hallelujah. Whatever has a beginning will surely have an end. So we will get through it this morning. See how we get through it. Are you excited in God's presence? Alright. John 1, 14 to 16. Are we all there? So can we go together and read? Let's read together from the screen. And the Word, Christ, became flesh, human, incarnate, and tabernacle, fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us. And we actually saw him, his glory, his honor, his majesty, such glory as an only begotten Son receives from his Father, full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth. Are you not enjoying this? Next verse. John testified about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me has priority over me, for he was before me. He takes rank above me, for he existed before I did. He has advanced before me, because he is my chief." Is he your chief this morning? He is my chief. Verse 16 now. "For out of his fullness, abundance, we have all received." Blessing upon spiritual blessing, and even favor upon favor, and gift if. How many of us are excited? Gift if upon gift. Are you so comfortable this morning? Hear me, there is room for more. Are you living in affluence? I tell you, there is room for more. Are you in lack this morning? There is room for abundance. Hear me? The largest room in life is the room of what? Improvement. As long as you are alive, you get better by the day. Let's go to the next scripture. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And we are reading from verse 6 to 11. Thank you. Shall we go together again? One, two, go. "Remember this. He who sows sparingly and grudgingly, we also reap sparingly and grudgingly. And he who sows generously, that blessings may come to someone, we also reap generously and with blessings." Verse 7. "Let each one give as he has made up his own mind and proposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion, for God loves, he takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver, whose heart is in his giving." Verse 9. Verse 8. "And God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessings come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation." Wow. "As it is written, he, the benevolent person, scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, is deeds of justice and goodness and kindness and benevolence will go on and endure forever. Verse 10. And God, who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating, will also provide and multiply your resources for what? Sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity. Verse 11, the last verse. Thus, you will be enriched in all things and in every way, so that you can be generous, and your generosity as it is, administered by us, will bring forth thanksgiving to God. Somebody this morning, your life shall bring glory to God in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, speak to us this morning. Release your grace upon us to the intent that these creatures will become flesh and they shall dwell with us to the glory of your name. Use me, O God. Flow through me as a conduit pipe and let your people be blessed. None of me, O God, but all of you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. On your way to your seat, can you say congratulations to somebody for being in service this morning? Can you just say that? Say to one, two people, and then have your seat majestically. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Whoa. By the grace of God this morning, we want to talk about the grace for sufficiency. Grace for sufficiency. That scripture in 2 Corinthians 9, 6 to 11. There is no how you will read that from Amplify and you will not change your mind. Hallelujah. If you read KJV, it will just shock you a little. But if you read from Amplify, you will be thoroughly intoxicated to do some good works. Hallelujah. How many of us are intoxicated already? Amen. Amen. Maybe the rest of people will get intoxicated very soon. And you know about Muyo. Amen. Our brothers in Pabuko. Hallelujah. You don't want it. I want it. Hallelujah. If you want it, say, I want it. Let that kind of grace, I mean, you know, go better, seeking better, move and move. Hallelujah. Amen. Grace for sufficiency. I'd like us to know this morning that grace is a supernatural power that overrules every natural power or force. Grace is a supernatural power that overrides every natural power or force. Also, grace supersedes every law, every decree, policies of government of men and order. Grace is the prerogative of God, which cannot be contradicted or argued. It's God's prerogative. He says, I will do. Nobody can say ever, you cannot. No power on earth, in heaven, underneath the earth, can stop him when he's ready to move. Grace is the prerogative of God. And that prerogative of God will move in your direction this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. No matter what the prevailing situation or circumstances are, hear me, you will have all sufficiency. Maybe few of us desire that. Maybe some of us have sufficiency already. But please, those of you that need it, be with me. I say it again. In all situations, no matter what is going on, there shall be sufficiency in your yard in the name of Jesus. Times are good, not to say something else. Our Father and the Lord said the beginning of this year that we should prepare. Isn't it? He took us to the book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. He said, verse 2 says, darkness shall cover the heart, and gross darkness will cover the people. But upon us, the light of God will be what? We shine. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Tell your neighbor, don't be scared about what is going on. Tell your neighbor, you have a cover, and that cover is sure. Celebrate God this morning. And finally, grace, maybe for this time, is inexhaustible. Grace is God at work. I remember my Father and the Lord defined grace some years back like that grace is God in your race. It means you are not running alone. God is running with you, and then it becomes very easy. Hallelujah. The journey of this year, 2021 and beyond, shall be easy for you in the name of Jesus. It will not be difficult for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly, let's see what grace can do. Things grace do. Number one, grace is a power that propels. Excuse me, you don't want to move, or you lack the power or the energy to move, you lack the resources to move, but grace, when it comes upon you, grace will propel you. Hallelujah. Grace propels. Now, grace is a force also that does what? That leads. Amen. Our grandfather in the Lord, he made a statement, one of the Shilohs, and he said, a load is as heavy as the one that is carrying it. That no load is heavy, but it only depends on the one that is carrying it. A container filled with cars is heavy for men to lift, but in the face of a crane, it becomes cheap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grace is a force that lives. And that's what we celebrate here. The grace that does what? That lives. You shall be lifted this morning. You shall be lifted this morning. In the name of Jesus. Many of us have seen a springboard before. A springboard. Grace can be likened to a springboard. That ordinarily, when you jump by your strength, you cannot go beyond few meters. But some of us cannot do a meter, we can only do inches if we jump. Amen. But you know, when you step on the springboard, what happens to you? You are propelled beyond your limits. You are propelled beyond what your energy can do. It means grace is a springboard that lifts beyond every limit. Somebody here this morning, you shall be lifted. And grace is a supernatural strength that makes impossibility become possible. Let's leave that. We want to talk about grace for sufficiency in the next few minutes. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8, reading from the Amplified version of the Bible. The Bible says, and God is able to make all grace. Somebody say all grace. Excuse me. That scripture is telling us that you do not need one grace for sufficiency. You need many graces. That's why it says all. Meaning that out of the fullness of the grace that Jesus possesses, are you listening to me? There is a manifold grace, there is a grace, there is a grace to start, there is a grace to continue, there is a grace to finish. But hear me, for sufficiency, there are many graces that must come together to make you all sufficient. It's not only grace to provide. Is somebody listening to me? It's not only grace to walk. It's not only grace to start, but there are combinations. Somebody say combinations. It becomes assorted. It's picked here and there and put together. And then you are able to have all sufficiency. For somebody different from what I need.
For every grace, as the scripture said here, that make all grace,
all of them will be available to you. Say better, amen. Whatever is lacking in your life, in terms of grace, God will supply this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. He said, I love this scripture. He said, God is able to make all grace, every favor, every blessing. Can you imagine? Come to you in abundance, not just in a little, in abundance, so that you may always do what? Always and under all circumstances and whatever the need, be self-sufficient. Who desire this?
I desire it.
Wow.
Possessing enough to require no aid or support and funding in abundance
for every good work and charitable donation. Before you can do charity, you are full. Yes or no? He that laughs cannot be charitable because it's not sufficient. Excuse me. If during your prayer you say, God, give me manna, never pray for manna, people of God, because manna is only meant for the day. You can't store manna. You can't save manna. You can't share manna with your neighbor. Each man will gather enough manna that will last him. And the following day, you are going again to gather. Excuse me. I'd like to prophesy to somebody. God will take you beyond the level of manna in the mighty name of Jesus. For every, in all circumstances. Excuse me. What is going on in Nigeria right now? Hello? Things are high. Yes or no? Extremely. You hold 50,000, it's as if you are holding nothing. But hello, there is a grace that overrides that. There is a grace that when it comes upon you, it separates you. Others are saying, ha. You are saying, I've never seen this kind of God before. Wonder, 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 wonder. Everybody is saying, how is 2021 like this? You are saying, I've never enjoyed a year as I'm enjoying 2021. I prophesy this morning that grace be rest upon you, your family, your business, your career, in the name of Jesus. Grace for sufficiency. That teacher said that you need no hate. Wow. You require no hate. You are not asking anybody for help. But rather, you are sufficient enough, but you are helping others. Somebody, you are stepping into that realm this morning. By the anointing upon this commission, the grace that lifts people, you shall be lifted to that realm in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Grace for sufficiency. What does this mean to be sufficient? Quickly, ability to provide for your own needs. That is sufficient. Ability to provide for your own needs. You don't need any aid. You don't need anybody. You understand what I'm saying? You have a need and you meet that need and you just move on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And another one.
Capable of meeting obligations or responsibilities. You want to pay tuition fees for your children, you don't need to go anywhere. You have it.
I love the testimony of our mommy this morning. She said, last Sunday, no tithe. I said, God give me. And then by this Sunday, if I double tithe. Hallelujah. That is sufficiency. Hallelujah. God is moving you to that level. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Sufficient. What does it mean? To have the quantity that can fulfill a need or a requirement. Possessing adequate talents for accomplishment. Adequate. Meaning whatever thing you need to achieve something, you have it. whatever. I can't begin to list them one by one. But excuse me, whatever means bringing every other thing under that canopy. Hallelujah. And then you have. You will have sufficiency in all things. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Examples of those that enjoy this grace. 1 Kings chapter 17, 1 to 16. We're not reading, we're just going to skip and skip and skip.
Elijah, the Tishbite of the temporary residence of Gilead, said to Ahab, as the Lord, the God of Israel, is before whom I stand, there shall not be dew or rain this year, but according to my word.
And it was so. No dew, no rain. Well, excuse me, where does he live under the same condition? Amen? Probably, if Elijah had thought it well to say, hello, if there's no dew and there's no rain, how will I survive also? Because, Oro Yabo, he to conceive away my fathers and my mothers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But he made that decree and said, no rain and no dew. But you know something? God is so gracious not to say, why did you have to misuse this power I gave you? But because he obtained grace from God. God said, though you proclaim this, but I will still sustain you. You will have more than enough, even under this situation, that you, by the words of your mouth, caused. And God said to him, live where you are, my friend, or else hunger will finish you there. Go to the brook Cherith and stay there. You will drink from the brook, and I will send ravens to feed you in the morning and when? In the evening. Excuse me, how many meals do you need to sustain yourself in a day? Morning and evening, not me. Have you? It's not all of us that eat 3 times a day. Is that true? If you can eat in the morning, and then you eat in the evening. In fact, you can be so wise about it that you won't eat 7 a.m. in the morning. That would be too early now, Alpha. But you eat like around 10, 11. You understand me? And that will sustain you until around 5, 6. Then you eat around 5, 6 again. And then you go to bed. Is that day not sufficient enough? It is. And God said, you are not going there to fast. No, I will feed you in the morning, and I will feed you in the evening. Throughout this period, and excuse me, while they were killing themselves in town, Elijah was enjoying the grace of all sufficiency at Brook Cherith. But hello, there came a little while that the brook dried up. The brook did what? Because the brook must obey the law of nature, that when there is drought or river, whatever, we are not talking about sea now. You can't even drink sea water, can you? It's salty. All of them will dry up. So the brook dried up. You know, this went on for 3 years. And then the God of all grace came again and said, I know the brook has dried. But don't worry, you have found grace with me. Leave that place. I have prepared another widow to sustain you the rest of this period. And then, Elijah, that man is grace. Hear me. That's such a grace that as one is closing, another one is opening. You don't understand. They gave you a contract, huge contract. But I know if you are not following up with other jobs, are you listening to me? That money will finish. Yes or no? But there is a grace for sufficiency that before that one gets to be finished, another job comes around, and then you have another inward, and then you move on that, and before that one finishes again, another one comes in, and then you are moving from green to green.
green to green, no yellow, green to green, no red, green to green, green to green, and you continue, and people are shouting and dying. But for you, because of grace,
everything is green. I speak concerning anyone here this morning. You are under the sound of my voice. Because there is one anointing here I want you to recognize. And that anointing gives grace. And by that anointing, receive grace for green. A life that is everly green. In the name of Jesus. It's grace. Hallelujah. It's grace. Nothing more. Grace.
And the woman, so he arose and went to Zarephath. Thank you. When he came to the gates of the city, behold, a widow was there, gathering sticks. He called to her, bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink. If it is water, there is no problem. Are you getting me? I will give you water. At least a little. That's what you said. You did not say, give me sufficient water. A little water, no problem. And as the widow was going to give, because it was in her nature to give, whether in affluence or in poverty, she learned to abound and to abate, just like Paul said. And as she was going to get it, the man of God said, hello, madam, as you are getting that, please, on your way, branch, and bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. And the woman said, and she said, as for that one, sir, as your God, as the Lord your God lives, I have not a loaf. She wasn't telling a lie. Was she? No. I have not a loaf baked, but only a handful of meal in the jar and a little oil in the bottle. See, I am gathering two sticks. Excuse me, it is only when you have in abundance that you gather more sticks. Is that not true? Man, you come out there every day. No, man, gather every day, every time. No, let me gather more. That is when you will fill your cylinder 12.5. You will say, fill it. That's when you have much. When you have much money in your pocket, you enter filling station, and the attendant will say, how much? Wanting to program, and we say, how much can? Fill it, my friend. Well, excuse me. When you are in the season of rationing, is somebody with me? When you pass, the attendant brings out the form. You say, what's wrong with you? Put it back. Have you asked me how much I want to buy? Put 2.5 there. And the man will be like, we didn't think that. 2.5. Now your money? Put that. And then the attendant will program 2.5. So we program where you don't have. But when you have in sufficiency, are you getting me now? No programming. Anything goes. I pray for somebody. You are living the level you are to the level of all sufficiency. Even today, in the name of Jesus. Wow! I heard a story of a man. The wife's birthday was just tomorrow. And the man turned and asked the woman, hello, my dear, what do you need as a gift for your birthday tomorrow? That is somebody that has in abundance. Yes or no? He's not afraid what the woman will ask, because he knows you cannot ask anything that I cannot provide. But you know what? When you don't have, let me surprise her. Praise the Lord. Let me just surprise her. And because we were raised to be cautious, you understand me? Be surprised also. No, not surprising we did, no. But the woman also say, yeah, my darling. But deal with it. She cut out a bear and laugh. Hallelujah. Just by the side. But hear me. All sufficiency, you have everything. Amen. Daddy, I understand that. Hallelujah. Amen. All sufficiency. And see, and the woman obeyed, prepared for the man of God. And the man of God gave a rider and said, you are gathering two sticks to cook what is left. And after, you heat sit with your son, and then you do what? You wait for death.
But hear me, no death is coming your way,
because you will need more than 2 sticks. Because until this is over, you have for yourself and for me. But go down that side, go down that scripture, maybe verse 15, let's see what happens there. Verse 15. The Bible says, she did as Elijah said, and she and he and who was household part of the bargain initially. That is all sufficiency. She started with me and my son, and then we died. Then Elijah joined, a man carrying grace. Are you listening to me? Because God has released grace upon him. Meeting that woman, excuse me, if I have a peep into the spirit and I know that this man carries grace, I will run and be the one that you will meet at the entrance of the city. Yes or no? Because at least this grace can live with me and cover. And the woman, the Bible says, and she and he, the son, and the prophet, making three, and our household, we don't know how many. How many? 8! For how many days? For many days. That is grace for sufficiency. Somebody is looking at yourself, I can't marry now. Because you're a local struggle, praise the Lord. If you contact grace for all sufficiency, you will marry. In fact, you are not afraid and telling your wife, let's just enjoy ourselves a bit. What is that one? You are late in this thing already. There's no enjoyment. Please, do it in arrears. Give me three, the first time. That is where you have in abundance. Hallelujah. That grace is coming upon you today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Many examples. Time is fast, friends. And a household. Let's leave the rest. There are so many. There was a time in Matthew 17, 24 to 27, that they came to Jesus, the tax collectors, and said, is it good to pay tax? And Jesus looked at them. It's good to pay tax. And Peter said, which one? We cannot pay tax. You are the King of Kings, the Son of God. You are over Caesar. You are above. You cannot pay tax. And Jesus said, shut up, my friend. I am still in this world. You are saying that because there's no money. You know you don't have, and you know I don't have. But you know what? There is a grace for all sufficiency. Take your hook. Go to the lake. Catch one. Open them up. You will see enough money to pay for yourself and pay for me, so that there will be no embarrassment from anywhere. Hear me, people of God. This year and beyond, from now, there shall be no embarrassment for you. Grace for all sufficiency. It's a capital grace. I'm telling you. Capital grace. Capital grace. It doesn't matter whether you are a man or a woman. It's not, there is no matter whether you are young or old. Hello? I said somewhere, I said, is it good for you to start to buy your first car at age 60? What enjoyment is there? It is not that you are young that you can enjoy the machine, yes or no? You see it and then you're like, let me try this machine and see how it is. At age 60, at age 70, you are managing because you are even scared of death, yes or no? So you can't really enjoy. Hear me. To everyone here, open, waiting for the all-sufficient grace, I pray this morning that the God of this commission, that has the fullness of grace in his hand, will shower upon you all grace required for you to live in all-sufficiency in the name of Jesus. We enjoy 2021. Everything you desire to achieve that has anything to do with resources, whether financial or human or whatever, God will make them available for you. You will not abandon your dream. None of your desires will be aborted. All your expectations will receive heaven's approval and to go further. But get it right. It is by many concussions of grace that you have all sufficiency, not one. Are you ready to receive that grace this morning? I'd like you to rise to your feet.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace. Through God's choice servants, we believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's choice servants in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UL Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lives. God bless you. Real grace.